Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Safari settings for the iPhone. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I'm going to talk about the various settings you can configure for Safari under the iPhone settings menu. Some people may wonder how to, if they're using Safari on the iPhone, adjust their security settings and how to control the cookies they get and how to control the search engine that comes up. All these different things you can do under settings. I honestly forget that they're there because there are so many different things under settings. Most apps you get put things in settings, and they just kind of hide out there. So some people might not even be aware that these exist.
Settings.
Go into settings.
Settings. Messages. Button.
And I am looking.
Rows 129 of 31.
So I'm going to start from the top.
Airplane mode off. Settings. Wi-Fi. Notifications.
I am
on.
Looking
button.
For Safari.
Location services. On. Sounds. Button. Brightness. Button. Wallpaper. Button. General. Button. Mail. Phone. Button. Safari. Button.
There we go.
Safari. Settings. Back button.
And Safari, of course, is the browser that's
Safari,
on the
heading.
iPhone. Apple's browser. And of course, in the top left, you can go back.
General. Heading.
Now, this is the first heading. There's only one screen here with the Safari settings. And general is the first heading you come to.
Search engine, Google, button.
You can change your search engine. We're going to click
search
that.
Search engine,
and it,
Safari,
you go
back button,
to
search engine, heading.
You have choices.
Selected, Google, Yahoo, Bing.
Bing is, I think, selected by default, but I chose Google.
Safari, setting.
Since that's what I use on my regular, on my PC.
Autofill, search engine, Google, autofill, off. Button.
Autofill. I'm not exactly sure what that does, but I think it tries to fill in your search queries. I have that off.
Security, heading.
Then you've got security. It's either filling in your search query or filling in the web address that you're typing in. I'm not sure which one. Okay, so security, we've got...
Fraud warning, on.
The fraud warning is on.
Warn when visiting fraudulent websites.
And that's the description of that. If you try and double tap on it, it doesn't do anything. So that's how I realized it was just describing what that did.
JavaScript, on.
JavaScript is on.
Block pop-ups, on.
Blocking pop-ups is on, which is a good thing because I think they're really annoying.
Accept cookies from visited button.
Accept cookies. You can configure it to accept cookies from websites you visited or not.
Clear history button.
You can clear your history.
Alert. Are you sure you want to clear history? Clear history button. Cancel button.
I'm just going to cancel because I don't really care to
Safari.
Clear my history.
Clear history.
It doesn't matter
button.
To me.
Clear cookies button.
You can clear your cookies.
Alert. Are you sure you clear cookie? Are you sure you want clear cookie? Cancel button. Safari. Accept cookies from visited. Clear cache button.
And you can clear your cache.
Developer button.
What does developer do?
Developer. Safari. Back button. Developer. Heading. Debug console. Off. Debug console will automatically appear to help resolve web page errors.
Okay. That's all that does.
Safari.
And that, in my case, is off. And so those are the things, in a nutshell, in a very quick overview, that you can configure under settings in Safari.
Home.
So you can control
settings.
How the web pages behave as far as cookies go and pop-ups and a few other things that might help your security and improve your web browsing experience. So changing all those settings is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.